This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sender's on the other side of the glass. He's our perpetual producer, taking great care of us. He is why shortly after the interview, you'll be able to check out our interview on the WKOK podcast page or Spotify or lots of other platforms. So this whole interview is going to go global thanks to him. So that should help calm you down. In the studio with us now, Kimberly Wilkinson is here. She's the communications coordinator for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So welcome aboard, Kimberly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming up. People who come up here at 7 o'clock wide awake and eager and smiling and energetic, that always kind of picks up everybody's mood here.
It's the coffee. I can't lie. Lots of coffee, Mark.
It's induced. It's not natural. Okay,
absolutely.
I got you. Okay, well, that happens. All right, well, thank you for coming up. Well, we want to talk about the membership drive that's underway now, but we really, and then we're going to focus a little bit on April. There's so many things coming up next month, so we're going to have you come back in about 30 days and give us an update. But for now, the membership drive, during the pandemic, membership kind of trailed off, and now the climb back is underway of membership sort of in and of its own. But you're pushing to get more folks.
Absolutely. We are rebuilding. Some branches have gotten closer to closing that gap back to what we were pre-COVID. We want to see people coming back. So we are running an awesome promotion during March. We're offering 30 minutes of free personal training when you join with us, and also a fitness orientation that would include coming into the facility. We'll show you all around. We'll show you how the machines work in case you've never used those before. Answer any questions you have just to put you on the right track to getting a good start.
All right. So let's go back to the beginning then and really reiterate what we're talking about. We are encouraging folks to consider joining the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. What's the footprint of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA? Where are we talking?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's our Lewisburg, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Sunbury branches are all running this promotion for the 30 minutes of free personal training in the month of March when you come on board.
And what are the benefits? What do members enjoy? What facilities are there? Kind of give us an overview. That's kind of answer, but there's a lot to that.
Oh, there's so much. Let me hit the highlights for you, though. Of course, our indoor pool at the Milton and Sunbury is a big draw for a lot of people. Swimming is great exercise. You also have the sauna, the steam room. When you join any Y, you have the nationwide membership that you can use any Y facility. So say you're traveling and you want to use a YMCA where you're taking vacation, you can absolutely do that. There's so many different membership benefits. Yeah, they're all listed on our website, though, if you want to see extensive list.
All right,
GSVYMCA.org.
Right, and a lot of fitness classes, and some of the classes are offered online, so you don't even need to go to the facility.
That's another thing. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but of course, discounted prices on programs and stuff, too, when you're a member. For any of our swim lessons, extra classes, that youth sports for the kids, you get a discounted rate on all of those when you're a member.
Yeah, it's such an important life skill that kids grow up knowing how to swim properly and effectively. And of course, the YMCA swim team, ultra competitive, really up and down the East Coast.
Absolutely. So. I'm sure you know about our Safe Swim program then that we do for all second graders in the area. Being a river town, it was a sad thing that happened that caused that to come about. A little one drowned, and then a couple different committees came together and said, we need to make sure that every child in the area knows how to swim. And so they came up with this program that we do that for all the schools in the area, that the second graders come over and we teach them all how to swim, and it's completely free program to all the kids.
Right, yeah, that's really something. Yeah, member or not, every second grader in the whole valley gets an opportunity to try swimming and to learn to swim. So
that's how my second grader Silas learned to swim. Yeah,
oh,
it was
really?
Through that
no
program.
Kidding.
It was, absolutely. So thankful for the Y and all they do.
And of course, you've already been sold on the things at the Y. Well, hopefully he'll spend a lifetime swimming at the Y. So that's, I just think it's a great fitness and fun activity. I have my new goggles in my locker, so I got to try them out. I'm ready to give them a shot now. Nice. Okay, so those are some of the things that are associated with the why. There's, I'll call it intangible, but you can describe it pretty clearly. You end up with a connection to people when you join the YMCA. If you're a shut-in or you're just looking for a little bit of company or a lot of company, the Y offers that.
Absolutely. That's our goal, is that it doesn't matter your age, your race, socioeconomic status. We level the playing field. We understand that we're all people and everyone belongs at the Y. You're never turned away if you can't cover the cost of a membership. We have financial aid that helps with that. And that's our biggest goal, is to have the feel of a family and that everyone truly belongs there. So we just hope that everyone would come and check it out and get that feeling and stick with us.
Well, I remember as the pandemic was really groaning on and we were a couple months into the shutdown at the Y staff and board members and people called all the Y members, mm-hmm. all of them,
yeah.
and said, "How are you? Sorry we're shut down. We're going to get back open ASAP. How are you holding up?
Yeah.
Here's the Zoom classes or the online classes, that mm-hmm. kind of thing."
We were scrambling definitely to try to keep meeting the needs of the community when things shifted that way, right? We had to very quickly assess, okay, what do people need and how are we going to meet those needs? And they did a fantastic job, though. They fed so many kids. We were delivering to all the different school districts meals. Then we do have food pantries at all of the locations now that are providing the shelf stable boxes, you know, of stuff. Some of them are a couple times a month. The Mifflinburg, I think, is once a month. But yeah, we're just still trying to meet the needs of the community, which is what the YMCA is all about.
Well, and I remember those phone calls. I think maybe Ann and Katrina might have started out making a lot of the calls themselves, but they fanned out and gave some to us. Well, there'd be thousands of calls, right, if you call every member.
Right, right. I can't imagine two people making all those calls, so it's good that we had some help.
Yeah, and they really help us out. A super call. Yeah, they called my father, so when they called him, he's a Y member for decades and decades. He asked them, "Would you like me to call some folks?"
Oh.
And he asked if he can help make the calls, so I don't
so
know if he
cute.
Did. They took him up on that or not.
Can we give your father some airtime? Because he just turned 100, and that's
sure.
pretty amazing. He's a member at the Sunbury YMCA,
mm-hmm.
and I got to listen to an interview that the director, Katrina, recorded and about how he's been going there since forever, and that his father, you know, was diving. It was 80 years old that his mm-hmm. picture was taken and in the paper, and so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's a super guy. He's going strong. Just saw him yesterday. He's doing fine. I pulled up in front of his house, and he toddled out of the house real quick and jumped in the car and said, "You have to take me to the bank." So
nice.
I was surprised to see him. But, yeah, so...
He contributes a lot of his being able to be still up and going and be so active because of all the classes that he's taken at the Y. So that's amazing.
Yeah, chair yoga now, but he's been in silver sneakers and dance
classes. Do a shimmy and shake class, too, I think, right? Did he like to dance? Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Nice.
So, in as much as we're kind of calling attention to him because he's my pop, he's a great example of folks that make a lifelong enjoyment commitment to visiting mm-hmm. the Y.
Mm-hmm. I think because of the family feel, when you get connected that way and create relationships, you wouldn't leave because you're like, this is my family. So that's what we want to every person to experience for sure.
Right. And if he misses a class, folks that are in the class call me and say, is your pop okay? We're just checking on him and that kind of thing.
They do, especially the silver sneakers crowd that I go into those classes. They are such a tight-knit community. They go out to lunch after their classes sometimes, you know, have their monthly coffee mm-hmm. meetings and all. They're just so cute. And they do love each other and they look out for each other.
Don't take somebody's spot. That's all we're going to say.
Oh,
about
yeah. No, you don't want to be doing that.
It's like a church pew. Anybody's welcome to sit there as long as you don't sit there.
Right.
Okay. So in the month of April at the Y, there's a number of things. Now, you're doing the fitness opportunity for new members now where they get the 30 minutes of personal training. And I've done the personal training, and it really is wonderful. It's one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's tied to the membership drive now.
Right. When you join in March.
Right. Okay. So, but next month you're going to do a couple of things that are just fun things that are so associated with the Y. Run down that list, and we have about 2 minutes left.
Okay, awesome. So. We have an exciting thing. It's the new, we're doing for the first time ever. We're going to do a step challenge. As you know, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA has four different branches, the Lewisburg, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Sunbury branches, and we're going to do a little challenge. For all the members that want to sign up, we're going to keep up with their steps weekly and just basically compete against the different branches. So we'll show our progress by our TV slides, and maybe something we'll have hung at the front desk just to let each other know, who's winning. I think there was even a joke. Chris Snyder said he might make some gold tennis shoes, like a trophy style out of some tennis shoes for the branch that wins, whoever has the most steps at the end of the month of April. So that's just something fun that's coming up. We try to have fun with our members that way. We also have a 2020 promotion running in April. If anyone joins and you get together with someone that's already a member at the YMCA, you both will get 20% off the cost of your membership as long as you both stay members. So that's a huge promotion and could be a huge potential savings if you're considering joining. And if you don't already know somebody at one of our YMCAs, come in and we can get you connected with someone.
All right, so those are some great things coming up. Healthy Kids Days that are coming up?
Mm-hmm, yep, that's on April 30th. Our Sunbury, Mifflinburg, and Milton branches are going to be hosting events. We'll have fun runs, obstacle courses, different kids' activities, vendors, all kinds of fun stuff. So come out and check that out. We'll have the hours posted soon on our website and Facebook pages. So check that out.
And virtual auctions.
Yes, and that's to help for our annual campaign. That's the charitable funds that go to pay, like I mentioned earlier about financial aid for families that might not be able to cover the full cost of classes, swim classes for their kids, memberships, whatever. We use that money for that. And for Sunbury, that's going to run April 29th through May 6th. And for Mifflinburg, it's going to run May 13th through May 20th. It's a week long. There's going to be a lot of great stuff. You'll have to check it out.
Where do we get more information on all of this?
Yes. Pretty soon, the auction stuff is going to be going up on our website, www.gsvymca.org. And periodically post on Facebook as well.
All right. Stay in touch with the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA's big membership drive underway now. Looking for new members who can get the personal training. Come back in a month and we'll talk about all of these April things. Although the step challenge, we got a couple of secret weapons at Sunbury, folks who walk and run all the time. So,
do you? Yeah, what are these? What? Tell me.
On our Sunbury board, his name escapes me now. He does our minutes for the board. He's probably 90 years old. And he runs and walks, and his name just flipped right out of my head. I looked through my contacts. I couldn't find it. But anyway. Okay, yeah.
That's your secret weapon, huh?
Yes, exactly. He's going to help us out. So, well, thank you so much, Kimberly. Thank you so much for all this information.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to come in. You guys like us and follow us on Facebook, okay? Thanks.
Kimberly Wilson, Communications Coordinator with the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, gsvymca.org.